G'day, Reece Dowden here, and welcome to the Selection Bullet Points podcast and episode 8. And just before we get into it, if you're going to do selection, make sure you check out operatoredge.com/indefatigable-demo. You can see a demo of the course I offer to help guys prepare for selection. But apart from that, let's get into today's question. And this was a question that was asked of me on my recent Q&A. It was a really good question, so I thought I would cover it on the podcast. And the question was, how should you present yourself during the PT workout if you're having a shit day or a shit session on selection, that is, right? If the DS are telling you to go faster, harder, etc., but if you're cramping and feel like you're going to tear something if you don't slow down or have a couple of seconds to let the muscles recover, what do you do? Obviously, you don't want to look like a bitch, but at the same time, you want to minimize injury risk. All right, so that was the question that was asked of me during my Q&A session, and here was my response. So selection is not like a CrossFit workout. You know, you get, as you know, you get a lot of injuries in CrossFit. You're combining a lot of different energy systems. You know, if you're doing heavy cleans or heavy deadlifts and then you're trying to go for a 400-meter run, you know, you can blow your back out or pretty easily or whatever, tweak something, spasm something, whatever. So I can see how that, you know, you're kind of concerned about that, but you might be sort of overthinking it a little bit. You don't really do that kind of session on selection. It's more of a, obviously you do your harder sort of gut check sessions or sort of hour and a half sessions. But they're kind of more, I guess, endurance-based. You're not going to be there doing, you know, heavy cleans and heavy deadlifts and then, you know, explosive movement and then trying to go for a run. It's a lot of body weight things, or you might be carrying sandbags, or you're also doing your longer sort of endurance as we're carrying stretches and things like that. So it's a little bit different to, obviously a fair bit different to a CrossFit workout. But if you're having a bad day, you're having a bad day. You know, if you don't feel up to that day for whatever reason, it's exactly like I talked about in the course when I got that chest infection on day 5 or 6 or whatever it was and doing the torsion bar session, and I looked like a piece of shit, mate. And the instructor was in my face telling me to go harder, you know, and push and push and push. And I was pushing as hard as I possibly could, but I still looked like a piece of shit. But I was pushing as hard as I can. That session was maybe an hour or so, I think it was. And I certainly was redlining it. I wasn't redlining to the point where I get an injury. It was just that I didn't have the energy to do it. So when you're doing those, you know, if you're having a bad day, fine. That's what are you going to do about it? You can't do anything about that, right? If you're having an off day. So you just got to try your best. And when I talk about having that balance and you not wanting to redline it, what I mean is that especially when you're doing the endurance events and you're doing, you know, you're out for a 4-day pack march, you don't need to be redlining on the first day because you'll blow out. And you know what I'm talking about here is when you're doing a session, if you just redline it, you are going to hit lactic acid threshold and then you're going to die in the ass. All right. So you've got it. You want to be on that level where you might push into lactic acid threshold, but then you'll come back down. Okay, and that'll be up to you to determine, all right? But don't think that, like, I've never had that, especially on selection, I've never had that where I thought, oh, if I'm going to push too far here, I'm gonna blow something out. I got injured when I did the SAS course, but again, that was more of an endurance thing, your body sort of wearing down. And if that's okay, if you get injured, it's too bad. You know, that happens to a lot of dudes, all right? And the idea was to prevent that is to do the proper training or the proper training. When I did the SAS course, I just wasn't doing the proper training or doing the training that I needed to. I was following the army program, but it wasn't that great. So don't have, you know, try not to have that thought that you're going to go in there and you know, maybe if I have a bad day or maybe if I'm going to push myself too much, I'm going to get injured. All right. You just need to do your best. And like I said, you need to, these different sessions, you can go really hard on these sessions, these shorter sessions on selection, because they will tell you, and this is what speaking to the guys have just done the last couple of years, that there are certain sessions that if you, the quicker you do it, the quicker you do it, then you'll get more rest, all right? And remember too, a little bit different when I did it, when I did it, you just had to put in and put on these sessions and you're good to go. Whereas now they're ticking off everything, all right? They might be tracking your reps to make sure, you know, you're doing more. And then when you finish that session, where did you finish in relation to everybody else? So if you had one bad day, one bad session, you're a bit lower out of the group, fine. You know, you're not going to get kicked off just for one thing, all right, for one PT session. It's an overall thing, all right? So get back on it next session. I don't think you would feel like that. You know, I don't think that you would feel that, oh, if I go too hard, I'm going to blow something out here. Because like I said, it's not that explosive type of movement. You definitely might have a tweak somewhere, I suppose, and you might have to slow down a little bit, like maybe in a lower back, especially when you're carrying something heavy, you might have to slow down a little bit, but you've got to judge that, all right? It's hard for me to say. Like it all depends on the situation, but I think you're going to know it, all right? So, you know, I guess in summary, if you're having a bad day, you can't do much about that. You just got to, and you've got to be going, you know, around that lactic acid threshold for some of these sessions or pushing a bit over that, and you'll come back down, all right? Because remember, they're going to be marking you off in relation to the rest of the group where you finish up. But examples of gut check sessions, you know, some of the gut check sessions go for 12 hours where you're doing a sandbag carry. You know, carrying sandbags up and down, you know, carrying to one spot, dropping it off, coming back, picking it up again, that kind of thing. Or you're doing, you know, a torsion bar session where all the different exercises with the torsion bar plus a run included, all right? Or that kind of thing. Or you might be doing a stretcher carry or whatever the case may be. So, it's a lot of body weight stuff and sort of, especially the torsion bars, everything, they're not that heavy. Obviously, they feel heavy after you're doing it for an hour, whatever, but it's not, like I said, I don't think it's, you're not doing like a CrossFit session, okay? Right, so yeah, you might be just overthinking a little bit, mate, but I hope that answers it, and you'll know exactly what I mean when you do selection, mate. You know exactly what I mean. You'll be putting in as best as you can, okay? And that's it for today's episode of the podcast. I really hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, make sure you reach out. Email me, reese@operatoredge.com, or you can send me a message via my Facebook, Operator Edge, or my Instagram account, reese_Dowden, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But I just also want to take the moment to say a big thanks for everyone that's been downloading and listening to the podcast. I think I'm over about 5,000 now downloads. So, honored to have that many. So, you know, just initially. So hopefully you guys are getting a lot out of it, and, you know, make sure you get in contact, especially if you're going to be doing selection, because I can definitely help you out there. All right, but that's it. Thanks once again, and I will see you in the next episode. Thanks.